politician support teams just never learn, do they?
No.
You do not place a politician in any sporting environment whatsoever.
It's always going to end badly, like it did for our Prime Minister yesterday when he went to Devonport in Tasmania and had an entanglement with under-8 player Luca Favot. He plays for the Devonport, they're called the Devonport Strikers. And I'm sure everyone's seen it by now. But
What's his name?
His name is Luca. Okay. And he's only a little seven-year-old.
Yeah.
Crash tackled him. He was soccer. Playing soccer.
Here's a bit of the audio from yesterday.
There's a bit of a rugby tackle.
You good?
You're good? Here we go. Good boy. Yeah, I'm fine. He's fine. I held him up.
No, you didn't.
No, you crashed him down.
You fell on top of him, ScoMo.
You know the word, you know how he said I held him up?
Yeah.
If you replace the word held with I lined him up. It fits the bill much better.
Oh, my God. Oh, look, we'll stick up for ScoMo this way. When you actually slow it down and have a look at it.
He trips.
He does, yeah. But he did try and save Luca. He did cradle the seven-year-old's head, which I really appreciated.
I agree in his defence, but then it looked like he was cuddling him and it got uglier. So, Tanya, I'm with you. He was trying to protect him, but then suddenly he's lying on the ground cuddling a small boy. I'm like, is this going to go good in the election?
I know.
But, the other thing about politicians playing sport,
yeah,
and it happens all the time. We all talk about the John Howard bowl, where he bowled on his own foot and everything. Yeah. Have a look at the footage again. It's a politician playing sport. Mm. There's a necktie flying in the wind.
Yeah.
Right? He's in a suit.
I know. It's silly.
Isn't it?
Isn't it? Look,
a bloody good tackle.
I know this is Bob Basic Radio 101, but we have to ask, have you ever wiped out a kid?
Yeah.
Give us a ring, tell us, because we'll send you to the Knights tonight.
133353, if you've ever wiped out a kid, we'd love to hear the story and the context behind how you wiped out said kid. You'll score tickets to the Knights by the Broncos.
You know, it's funny. I put up on Instagram story yesterday. Did you see it, Steve? His dad was looking after his children. He made a homemade catapult.
Yes.
And he was catapulting his children, supposedly into cushions in the lounge room. But his daughter, who looked about six maybe to me,
she went flying
and missed the lounge entirely.
I've got one, T, and you won't remember it until I tell you, and then you'll go, oh, yeah.
What?
When I played that football side for the Mark Hughes Foundation, and I was so excited because in the change rooms in front of all these ex-Knights players, he made me captain. And I was pumped, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a video of me leading the team out, and I was so proud and ran out. I get a text from Tanya the next day going, wow, you couldn't have knocked that kid out of the way any quicker, could you?
That's right.
It's a ball kid.
I'm running out with the team. He's a little brat with a ball. Get me away. Bloody captain.
It was his moment.
So I pushed him, but the kid fell over. And in the video, I don't even look back.
That's so true.
I didn't get me. Here we are.
No care.
Here
no
I am, everybody. Here I am, captain of the team.
Andrew.
That was my proud moment.
When have you wiped out a kid?
Yeah, g'day, guys. I was down at Parrisha learning how to snow ski. I was like a Scud missile heading down, couldn't stop, and wiped a kid out the bottom of the hill.
Oh, my God. Was he or she okay?
Yeah, they were all right, but it was pretty embarrassing.
Did you give him a ScoMo hug?
Yeah, kind of.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
You can't help yourself.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
You helped yourself.
Well, I could, I'm the captain.
We're going to send you to the Knights, Andrew.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good on you, mate. Hello, Kiani.
Hello.
Hello. When have you wiped out a kid?
I was working as a teacher's aide in a primary school.
This is perfect. Getting good.
Yeah, a child asked me where something was, so I turned to point in the direction that thing was. But as I've turned to point, I have actually coat hanged another kid running through the playground on concrete.
On concrete?
On concrete.
Oh. Coat hanger.
His little head hit the ground so hard. And I actually cuddled him, not ScoMo cuddled him.
Oh, Kiani.
Did you still live with that, do you, mate, obviously?
Sorry?
You still live with that?
Oh, every day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did they ask you nicely never to come back?
No, I was welcomed back. At least I consoled the poor child.
Yeah, exactly. Which is against the rules these days, so well done
you. Yeah, true.
I mean, it's your natural go-to. You've got to cuddle them.
Which is weird, because now you're only allowed to coat hang on them.
Yeah. We'll send you to the Knights as well, Gianni.
Just not cuddle them better.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the story. We'll go to Rob in the city right now.
What you done, Rob?
Yeah, buddy, what had happened, mate, we're playing under 14s, right, and we had a kid in our team. He was a real big kid, but he always used to play up at training. Anyway, we're having tackling practice, and he didn't want to do it. He's mucking around every ink, and the coach says, which at the time, he was in his 40s, I think, and he played a bit of league in his day, and he said, look, Peter, if you don't want to play, if you don't want to train, you might as well go home. And he said, I already know how to tackle. I could tackle you. And he said, is that right, Pete? He said, yeah, but you wouldn't be able to tackle me if I run straight at you. And the coach says, well, Pete, if you want to run at me and see if I can tackle you, and you're going to stop playing up a train, and he said, go ahead. So this Peter, big kid, run straight at the coach. He picked him up, dropped him on his ass, mate, and he never played up a training again.
Oh, I tell you what, if only Trent Barrett had done that to all the Bulldogs.
Yeah, so the moral to the story is that, the kid did get dropped on his ass, but he never played up again at training.
There you go.
Bit of tough love, hey, I love it. Rob,
bit of old-fashioned stuff going on there.
We're going to send you to the Knights as well.
Yeah,
you got
enjoy
the tickets.
The footy, family pass.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good on you, mate. Rachel, we saw this coming.
Tell us, Rachel, what happened?
I was at like Mega Mania with my daughter when she was little. She says, come on, Mum, let's jump on this big jumping castle. So I got on the jumping castle with her, bouncing up and down in time. All of a sudden we got out of sync and her face connected with my knee and I knocked her front tooth out.
Oh,
Mum.
Jumping castles and parents.
Oh, my God.
Mum of the year right there.
Yeah.
Oh, was it her first tooth?
Yes.
Thank God.
Oh, yes, thank goodness.
Well, we're sending you to the Knights as well, Rach. Thank
you. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, we love giving prizes to people that knee their daughters in the face.
Yeah, that's right. That's good right. It paid off, didn't it?
It did. Got free tickets.
Absolutely. Barely pass, in fact, to the Knights being the Broncos tonight. Well done.
Lovely.
My apologies, little fella. Don't get in the Leo spotlight.
You've got to find that video again.
Shut up. I've deleted it.
Dangerous, Steve.